If you would, open your Bibles with me to Exodus chapter 3. Actually, Exodus chapter 4. I apologize. Before I do that, we have praise night tonight. We're going to be talking about thankfulness, something I've been thinking about for a few weeks now, something I really felt like would be good for us to focus on, especially with resurrection coming, Resurrection Sunday. And really thought it would be a good time for us to just focus on thankfulness and what comes out of that. Thankfulness brings unity and joy. It changes our lives. It changes our perspective. It brings compassion and patience. What's unique about the word thankfulness, a lot of people may not know, but it is where we would get the word Eucharisto, or Eucharist, which really focuses on the word you being good. It is that which is prosperous and a blessing, but also the charis would be the other part of the compound word, which would be the grace gift, which ultimately the grace gift of God's Son. And if there's, by Him coming and dying on the cross for you and I, to show His abundant love, to show His great forgiveness for our sin, is there anything we cannot trust Him with? And as we come back to that heart of thankfulness, whether it's 1 Thessalonians 5 or Ephesians 5, it says, in all things give thanks. In all things. Even though things may be difficult and hard at different times, but God is doing good. And when I'll stay there, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. I'm going to put all my thankfulness and I'm going to give you thanks and put all my trust in you. That changes a heart. It changes your whole outlook on life. And so those are some of the things we'll be talking about tonight. I'd like to invite you to come tonight for praise night and communion, a time where we remember the death of Christ upon the cross and what He did for us. So with that being said, if you'll turn me to Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 13, I do have one other announcement, and I don't want to forget, but they're supposed to start paving Monday and this week, Monday, Tuesday. So my thoughts are we might just want to kind of stay away from the church for a couple days and give these men an opportunity. There'll be nowhere to park. And so we'd encourage us to kind of hang back and let them get that paving done. So Lord willing, when we come in on Wednesday, we'll see everything that they do. So very thankful. The Lord has done a great work. We'll talk some more about that tonight as we go into praise night. So if you look at me in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 10 through 13, one of the things that I have the opportunity to share with you with is about evangelism. And the other night we had an opportunity. Let me put it another way. There's opportunities all around us. The thing is, though, are we looking for them? And I think there's certain times that there's fear that stops us from sharing. Sometimes it's the fear of what man thinks about us. Sometimes it's the fear of, I'm not a very eloquent speaker. And trust me when I tell you, you've already heard me stumble a couple times up here already. I'm not an eloquent speaker. But God has taken this wonderful gift and put it in these broken vessels, that this message that's being shared is, it's not about your perfection or mine. It's about His goodness and His love, and what better way to proclaim that message but through a broken vessel. That's just an amazing thought. But you look at me in verses 10 through 13 in Exodus of chapter 4. Then Moses said to the Lord, "Please, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither recently nor in times past. I've never been a man of words, nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." I can relate to Moses. The Lord said to him, "Who has made man's mouth?" That right there is probably all God needed to say. Did I not make the mouth? Or who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now then, go, and I, even I, will be with your mouth and teach you what you are to say. I love the text in John where it says, "The Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance the things I taught you." I don't have to go out and be trained in this. Now, we want to be disciples in the Word of God so that we get to know Him better. That's it. As you and I get to know Him better, and we treasure that relationship with Him and learning about who our God is, your heart will overflow at different times with what God wants you to share with whoever you run into. The Holy Spirit, He will begin to stir your heart. He'll put a verse in there. He'll bring something to light. He'll encourage you to speak in such a way. So anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and share with you what happened. So literally, we had three opportunities just in one evening within, I think, about 3 or 4 hours. There was one thing in particular for a little while I've been kind of looking for, and I was shopping around for it, and I came across it, and it said free. I was like, okay, well, praise the Lord. This can't be true. So then I call, and the guy goes, yeah, man, free. When can you get here? I said, I can be there in about 45 minutes. And so I go there, and I meet this gentleman, and he's living alone. He seemed like he was going through somewhat of a difficult time at this point. And so right then and there, I just knew. I said, okay, Lord, it's no accident that we're here. It's no accident that it happened in this way. So the Lord will begin to bring opportunities into your path. The question is, am I going to be afraid because I may not know all the right things to say? Or am I just going to trust God? And am I going to share this wonderful message of God's Son with the lost world around me? So I began to talk with the gentleman. We invite him to church. He grew up in church but had stopped coming. I began to ask him if he had ever made a decision for Jesus Christ. And it doesn't always have to be this perfect delivery as much as it's coming from a heart that actually loves that person. So one of the things that you have to come back to is do I love my fellow man? I don't know this man, but I know God loves him, so I love him. In the sense of I desire to see him in a right relationship with God and saved. And so we talked more, and that's about as far as we went. So we jump in the truck, and the man was open and receptive. We'll see how the Lord begins to work in his life. But we planted a seed of the gospel and reminding him of God's love and the sacrifice of God's Son in his life. It's up to God to cause it to grow. One plants, another one waters, God causes the growth. We don't what we're supposed to do. We keep going down the road. We jump back in the truck. And some of you know we got some chickens. So we're heading to Tractor Supply to get our bedding. And we get into Tractor Supply, and don't you know it was full of all these little baby chicks. So we're already hanging out in there looking at all the baby chicks, and they're pretty cute. And so we're hanging out. Sammy's having a good time. People start gathering around all these baby chicks. We were just supposed to go in, buy some bedding, and leave. I think we were there an hour and a half. I thought too, but it's probably more of an hour and a half. We ended up being there for an hour and a half, and we were sharing the gospel with multiple people at that time in the Tractor Supply. So somehow we end up talking to this one lady, and before I know it, I'm talking to her husband, inviting him to church, asking him about his relationship with the Lord. And there was another guy off to the side, a younger man, and you could tell he was kind of hanging out on his own, and I just felt the Lord nudging on my heart, bring him in, bring him in. He's there by himself. He's kind of hanging around. And right then, I felt the Lord impressing on my heart, this is a man that needs to be brought in. Bring him in. And so I just reached over and started bringing this young man into the conversation. And just begin to ask them about, are you going to church anywhere? You know, do you ever remember making a decision for the Lord Christ growing up? Some of them did. Some of them remember. What's unique is with one of them, he said, you know, me and my wife have been talking about we need to get back into church, that God was already preparing that field. And so if I can just encourage you, brothers and sisters, you never know when the Lord's going to nudge your heart. But here, if you look at me in verse 14, or 13, but he said, please, Lord, now send the message by whomever you will. You got to use somebody else. I get that. I think all of us do. But look at verse 14. Then the anger of the Lord burned against Moses, and he said, is there not your brother Aaron the Levite? I know that he speaks fluently, and moreover, behold, he is coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. if there's one thing I can say is I don't want the anger of the Lord to burn against me. And so in the sense of, Lord, you've created the mouth. I just want my heart to be right. This message is a message of God's love to rescue mankind from their sin. I need to be willing to share it. And I need to not be afraid of me being this perfect, eloquent speaker. What I need to do is make sure I'm loving my fellow man enough to know, brother, I love that guy standing in front of me because God loves him. And you know what? I'm going to share this gospel with him. I'm going to look for ways to invite him to church, not in an arrogant and belligerent way, but if it seems like there's a door starting to open, there's a softness there, there's a receptivity there, then, Lord, I want to take that step and try to share it. So the Lord really blessed us with multiple opportunities. And I tell you, I was leaving that Tractor Supply praising God for the doors that he opened just to share the gift of God's grace with my fellow man. Great opportunity. You never know when it's going to happen. Emphasizing this part, it's not about being the most eloquent of speakers. God will give you the words. He'll tell you what to say and how to say it. The most important thing is my heart anchored in that love of God for my fellow man, that they would know him. That's the most important part. So shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, you tell us that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would have everlasting life and not perish. So, Lord, because you so loved the world, you called me to love my fellow man, to love them enough, Lord, to begin to share the message of your Son with them. Father, may you please just rescue us from the fear of worrying about being the perfect speakers or having all the right things to say. Lord, may we have faith, and Lord, that you would give us the right words, because you will and you do. Lord, we trust that you'll give us the right words when we need them and how we need them. But Lord, just prepare our hearts. May our hearts be willing to share, and may you give us boldness in these days ahead, not to be belligerent, but to care, but to love, but to have a heart for the lost. In Jesus' name, amen.